So let's start our second meeting on conceptual design. So as the previous meeting, I will be the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have three presentations. And we will have to decide on the remote control concept. And finally, we will close the session. So I will first...
You do the minutes first, or?
What?
No?
I think I will let
okay.
Our user interface designer speak first. Mr.
Okay.
David Jordan?
Yeah.
So I will...
Yeah.
Technical... What's this one?
No.
Interface?
Yeah.
This?
Mm. So first I will present the concept of user interface. There are three concepts in the user interface. The first one is the Google controller. The second is the fancy controller. The last one is the intelligent controller. So there are three concepts in our controller. Next I will explain one by one. The first is the Google controller. So I want the controller to be easy to use, but with sophisticated functions. So it's a combination of easy to use and sophisticated functions. This is the first concept of our controller. The second concept is a fancy controller. So we want to give the customer the impression that our controller is very attractive. We can easily recognize our controller among a lot of products. So the user interface should be very, very cute, very, very attractive,
nice,
such as this. There are several examples in these slides.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very, you know, if
it's
you
very big.
Yeah, it's hard. It's easy for you to remember it and to recognize it.
Okay. Yeah, why not? We'll have a big discussion,
yeah.
I suppose, after
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the last concept is intelligent. We want our controller to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should use some technology such as speech recognition technology and gesture recognition technology. So we need to have some cooperation with some research institute on speech recognition and on gesture recognition. With these advanced features, I think we can attract a lot of users.
Okay. Something else?
Nope. This is the three concepts of
mm-hmm.
our.
I just have
controller.
One question.
Yeah.
Because for the intelligent controller,
yep.
you said that we can use the voice recognition or the gesture recognition, but. As the expert told us, most
yeah.
of the people want to use the remote control to zap to zap between channels. Do
yeah,
you
so
think they will be able to use gestures? Because
yeah.
if they do all the time the same gesture, as you said previously in the last meeting, maybe they will get injuries because of that.
Yeah.
Or if you say channel 3, channel 3, 2, 3, 4, 6, 5, I think they will be bored after a while. You don't think so?
I think sometimes it's very convenient to use voice interface and gesture interface
yeah, sure.
than use button. For example, if you cannot find your
yeah, that's a good
just
point.
just just speak something such as
one.
Because
one,
you
two.
Got a cold. You have
yeah.
a mute remote controller.
So you can still gesture. That's the problem.
You know, how risky is it to trust like speech recognition or gesture recognition?
For limited vocabulary, speech recognition is
okay.
very reliable.
Okay.
And for limited vocabulary, gesture recognition is also
yeah,
very.
But suppose you have a family watching TV.
Yeah.
And if they want to use their private remote control in the same time, do you think it will work? Everybody wanting to change channel at the same time?
Well, this would never happen anyway.
Yeah, they cannot speak at the same time.
If you have one brother and one sister and they want to watch their favorite TV program, so they say, oh, channel 4, channel 3, channel 4.
yeah,
yeah,
it's very interesting.
Yeah, but the same can happen even with it, you know, this kind of remote control.
Yeah,
yeah, but you have the remote control, so maybe.
That's right.
With you. You're not obliged
oh,
to
okay,
share
okay.
it.
Oh, okay, okay. You mean it could be a problem for...
Yeah, we
could.
Yeah, that's the advantage of intelligent controller. Even you,
no.
you have the controller, I can see
it's
channel 3, so it comes
no,
to channel
is
3.
Is
I don't have 2.
Yeah, I think it's a disadvantage.
It's
yeah.
an advantage.
I mean, maybe you can have a switching mode to pass from, you know, voice controller to
but
manual
question,
controller.
How much will it cost?
More
how
expensive,
much?
Maybe.
Yeah, because I suppose we need to do research. You have something working.
No, we just use some
basic.
No, we just have some cooperation with some research institute. We don't have to do some basic research on this field.
Oh, you think it won't cost him not a lot for us?
Yeah, I think it's because this technology is for limited like speaking recognition. It's very
yeah. But
it's yeah.
But it's changing how the remote control is going to be built, because then you need. I mean, this doesn't have the power to do recognition. For example.
When
yeah.
you have also the language
even
problem,
for
you
the
know,
the
yeah.
Because
mm.
the
it has to be universal. So
yeah,
the vocabulary is very small, so
yeah.
that's not
yeah,
a problem.
There's one problem that Baba
yeah.
Yeah.
talked about is the international. Remote control. We need something that is international. Suppose we want to sell it in France.
Yeah.
The recognition system will be able to understand French. If you want to go to England,
yeah.
it will be able to understand English. So
yeah, the key.
Yeah, it could be downloaded by the web.
The key feature of our controller that is it has some adaptation.
Yeah, but
it means when you. When you sell this controller in China, it can recognize Chinese. If you sell this controller in French,
it's a very smart
French.
Yeah.
It's a very smart controller, maybe.
Yeah.
And with no increase in the production price.
Oh, yeah.
Because
but
of this product, this technology has already been developed. So
yeah, but how will
yeah, but the problem is how to, you know, if this is a push button controller, you
yeah.
can send this this remote control everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
The same one. If you have the language, you have to
yeah,
develop
yeah,
for
that's
each
why
country.
We have to do language adaptation.
Yeah, but for each country, you have to do one.
Yeah.
Because, the for example,
even
for,
even for different family, we have to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have to do adaptation to.
Yeah, but
seems to be quite complex.
Yeah, we have to
complex.
Take care
that's
of
so
the
complex.
12 euros.
And what about voice recognition? Do we have microphones anywhere? Will be there? Do you think we are far from television? It will work?
I think that's not a problem because you don't have to wear a microphone. You just the microphone is embedded in the controller.
Yeah, but where is the controller?
Where is the controller?
Yeah.
It's in your family, in your home.
No, but then
yeah,
it's
where?
Like this
here it's an object.
Yeah.
Here you say you want to use
it. Yeah, you can embed it
a microphone maybe.
Here.
Yeah, but what is the use of voice or gesture recognition if you have a remote control like this, if you have an object. If you want to use voice or gesture, you need to be
to talk to the TV maybe.
Objects. You just want to interact.
Yeah, yeah, just
with
you
television.
Just put the controller here, then you
if you say one, he switches to
command
sound.
And
yeah.
you do your gesture.
Yeah, but you can lose it.
No, it's if you lose it.
So, but for example, if it is somewhere in the room, if it is in the table there, you can always say channel 1 and the remote controller gives the audio to the TV
yeah.
to switch to channel
okay,
1.
Okay, so you can build a kind of
device.
Black box and put
yeah.
it on TV
yeah.
and
yeah.
just to
yeah.
recognize
yeah.
gestures and voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so you need the camera and, you know, a microphone
yeah.
in the, your remote control.
So you would still have the buttons, or is it? Do you think it should be only voice recognition and gesture recognition, or you still have the possibility to use buttons?
I think it, we should give the flexibility to the user.
Okay,
and
so you
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you can they can switch from one modality to another.
Yeah. It's a bit risky.
Right.
I think so.
That's
maybe it will be
quite attractive.
But I think that, you know, switching from one country to another will be a problem. So because
well, if you do language adaptation, that should be no problem.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Okay.
We should have confidence in technology.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
So, what do you think? Which are the controllers you'd prefer? Which kind of controller would you prefer to use? You as a remote control user?
I mean, I'm sure if the user pays the same price, he's happy to have
more features. Yeah.
But,
yeah, but
if it like doubles,
I think he needs a controller that is very reliable. So.
So I think it would be better not to do an intelligent control and to stay with the Google controller or fancy controller. Maybe try to mix the Google controller and a fancy controller.
Yeah.
Just want to have something controller which is in a kind of intelligent controller, easy to use, sophisticated and fancy.
Yeah,
I
but if you stick to the first two parts, so what's the difference between our controller with other products in the market? There's no features of our controller. So is any necessary to design a new controller without any breakthrough features?
No, I mean,
would you replace your controller with a controller with similar function? If you do
not
have some
we can add, for example, some function like for browsing in internet, so or something like that. But I think a user needs.
Yeah, that's not the function of the controller. That's the function of TV. You can replace your TV with a new TV with internet browsing
no,
function.
No,
but
you need new remote controller then. Because if you want to browse internet, or
you don't have the
if you want to type something or
okay,
yeah, if you want to send a mail from.
But it's not the only the problem. Only the
no.
issue of controller. It's
no.
It's also the issue of the TV.
Because the problem I can see with the voice or the gesture. So what can happen in a
yeah.
family, for example?
Yeah, we cannot rely 100% on these features
yeah.
to use the controller.
Yeah,
but these are the features of our controller. Such as you have the feature of voice recognition in your mobile, but you seldom use it in your mobile. But you, when you choose a new mobile,
yeah,
you choose the one with voice recognition.
True.
That's the feature is not 100% reliable, but it's a feature to distinguish our product from our from other products.
Yeah,
yeah.
We want something that works all the time.
Yeah.
Every day, every hour.
Yeah.
For
every
all
month.
The person of the family, maybe.
Yeah. If
you, don't
if,
need
if,
to
you are, if you already have a product, it works 100% reliable. Would you replace it with another one?
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, for example, the Google.
Because you have new.
We would like to have a Google-like
yeah.
controller.
Yeah.
I don't see how adding speech or gesture recognition would make the remote control look more like Google. Google is simple,
yeah.
works fine.
Yeah.
So I guess if we can have a remote control that is really basic, simple, and works fine,
yeah.
it's already a lot.
Oh yes, but there's no big difference between the traditional controller.
I mean, the user is not only interested in having speech or gesture recognition. Or
no, then
if he has
no,
something that works fine and is really fancy, looks nice, and
not
but there's not enough motivation for them to replace their old controller with a new one.
See
if there's no key feature in the new controller,
the
just
problem.
The same.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, I know it's more interesting to develop a remote controller with speech and gesture and whatever.
Yeah.
But you have
yeah.
to think the user is the one who is gonna buy the product then.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
so let's go to the industrial designer.
Okay.
Maybe we would be able to take a decision after that.
Okay.
So two?
Yeah, passive on two and
working?
Yeah, working design. So So I think
I can
you go to the next one? It's not this one. It's not so it's not working design. Sorry. Component design. So this so this is to describe this what? I didn't see.
I think there's something wrong with your.
You didn't receive it.
Maybe
receive
you
it.
You record it somewhere else.
I don't think so.
But is it one? But is it one?
Interface concept. No.
Oh. Maybe I record it directly on the computer.
Yeah. Don't.
No.
Okay. Okay.
It seems that we have a problem with the.
I don't know if you remember what you had to say.
I can say it without.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Maybe we can first come to.
No, I think it would be more interesting
to
start
from.
With.
With Braham, then you can prepare your slides.
Yeah,
we will have some more information. I think it would be interesting after your presentation to have Baba's presentation.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I don't know.
Okay.
In my presentation, I don't have here, but
okay.
It was in fact to design you, to show you the design of what is inside.
Okay.
What is inside and what are the different components of the. Of the remote control.
Okay.
So it will be interesting, so I could show you some picture of what is inside and so. So in fact something I want to discuss is which kind of material are you going to use? So will it be a wooden remote control or a plastic remote control like this one? So and in which kind will be the different button?
Mm-hmm.
So it can be some, you know, classic push button like this one, or you have also some button like LCD where, you know,
mm-hmm.
The buttons are unlighted during the night, or, you know, you can see them in the darkness.
Okay.
And the other thing I want to discuss also is which kind of alimentation, electricity alimentation do you want to have? So will it be, for example, solar energy alimentation, or will it be a battery like the classical battery? So, and I think that, for example, for the alimentation, it would be good to have both of them. So for example, in some country where you are in the countryside and you are far from, you know, the cities,
mm-hmm.
for example, in some place in Senegal, so. If you have solar
mm-hmm.
alimentation, you just, when you want to have recharge your remote control power, you just put it on the sun, and after 1 hour you can come and so it can be interesting for people to have this kind of remote control. It can be something interesting to make people buy it, for example.
Yeah, I think it's an added value to the remote control.
Yeah.
And maybe it can attract all the
ecologists.
Yeah.
Consumers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but the price of adding this solar battery, would it be something really that will increase the price of production or
In fact, having them both will, if you want to have a battery, regular battery and the solar energy battery, it could be it will add a little bit of the price,
so
but it will be an added value also that will be compensated.
Okay.
So
And what about the materials?
And the materials, it depends. For example, if you have a wooden material, it can be more. The plastic material is more common. It's very resistant, but you know, something wooden will be like, I don't know,
special
high class, or you know, you can have some.
If we want to put fashion and electronics, maybe we can try to do something with wood.
Yeah, even if it is not completely wood, but just a part of the, you know, will be wooden, in wood, and it can be interesting.
Okay.
And So the last point is also, do you want to have some very cheap integrated circuits, chips, or do you have low level or very, very expensive? It depends. But I think that low level will be, you know, it is an intermediate.
Yeah, I want something easy to use. And
yeah.
So I think maybe something very low level would be enough.
Yeah.
And you think that it will be?
Yeah, I think it will fit on the price you want, 12 euros. So
good. Perfect. And what about the buttons?
I think the buttons, I prefer, you know, the LCD, you know, lighted buttons, because, you know, it's, I don't know, and you're in the dark, it's fashion, and it's related to how beautiful it is. So if you want to watch TV in the darkness, or if you want to find your remote control that is lost, you know, in the darkness, it's very easy. So
what about the touch screen, for example? It's expensive, and yes.
I think a touch screen will be as expensive as the LCD button. So, but and it is a kind of other design. It can be also interesting to have this kind of.
So you got email?
I don't know. I think we have only 5 minutes left.
Okay.
Touch screens for functional requirements.
No, trend watching.
The other one.
This one?
Yeah. I think so. Just. Yeah. So, just to meet the user requirements, I'll just do a short analysis of the remote control market, and to kind of have a better overview of what the fashion in general. I've checked more than only the remote control market. So next. So again, it's pretty much similar to what I've said in the previous meeting. User really want a fancy look and feel. They are not so interested in a functional look and feel, okay? Like the one you've shown, David,
mm-hmm.
with all the buttons. And I mean, it sounds good technically, but it's not what they want. And so second point is, they still want it to be technologically innovative. So maybe it's sort of related to what you've said with the speech recognition and so on.
Okay.
At the same time, it's important that it's easy to use. So that were the three first points from the remote control analysis. Now, if we look at fashion in general, what we really see this year is that everything from clothes to shoes and furniture is inspired by fruits and vegetables. Okay, so I think we really have to take this into account for the design of the thing.
Because
it's really what people want, even if it's in general fashion. We want it to be in the remote control. And then, if we take the ordering or the ranking of all the points, fancy look and feel has on the score of 7, would have 6 as importance. The remote control has to be technologically innovative, it's 3, then easy to use, it's not so important actually, with respect to other ones.
Okay.
So we see fancy look and feel is the most important one, and then if we combine this with the fashion from Milan and Paris,
it's fruit and vegetables.
We go to the fruits and vegetables. And the other point I haven't mentioned is people want to have a spongy touch. Okay.
Yeah.
So this maybe doesn't really fit with the wooden design.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but the point is, which kind of material do you need to be spongy?
Yeah, this would be like plastic-like, but
very
rubber,
stuffed, okay,
maybe
rubber
like
okay. Yeah.
Device. So,
yeah.
Okay, that was the main point, I think, from the trend in fashion.
Okay.
So we have to take decisions about the component concepts, about the energy. So, as you say, you want something technologically innovative, maybe using
solar
energy.
Yeah, solar, I think it's
okay.
With battery would be something interesting, maybe would attract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It will be
pro-ecology consumers.
Yeah.
Cheap and trendy, so you propose low level.
Yeah, I think
this would be enough to have something.
Yeah.
Working well.
Yeah.
Case.
Label.
So you think, case. Something spongy. No wood.
No wood.
Maybe not
plastic,
no wood, but I mean.
Wood, some
maybe not the part you touching.
Maybe.
I think you can have wood, for example, in the bottom. And
yeah,
it depends
nice.
On the design you want. So.
It's natural.
Yeah, it's natural.
Feeling is natural, so maybe we can stay with wood.
And it can be correlated to energy, solar energy. So for the marketing aspect, you know, saying
yeah,
that
I mean
it's
not
echoing.
Exactly right for the spongy.
Yeah, it's not right.
But it's still fashion.
But we could maybe have both, like part of wood and some rubber for the buttons, or.
Okay.
Yeah, something that you can enter. And what about the user interface concept?
Google and Fancy. How about the voice?
Because I think that with the voice and gesture recognition, there are still some disadvantages with this.
Maybe we can do some marketing studies, asking people if they are interested and how. It is an interesting concept to see, to have a voice control.
Smart control.
Yes. But and the problem is, we can enter that if you have voice control, why not to put it directly on the TV? So you speak directly to the TV and you don't need a remote control actually. So.
Yeah, but you need a receiver to recognize the gestures and the voice.
But it will be embedded on the TV and not on a remote control, so.
That's true.
Okay.
So maybe we'll just focus on the Google controller plus the Fancy controller, maybe trying to mix them, these two concepts together, just in one, and do a remote control with solar energy and batteries and low-level chips and wood.
Yeah. Good.
And LCD buttons.
Yeah, LCD.
Yeah, I think one of these supplements, the solar energy, would be something quite interesting and not maybe too difficult to add.
Yeah. And what can we think as supplement to?
What? Interface?
Yeah, for the interface, something added value.
I think the supplement can be the voice. It is just, it is not the most important, but. It can be a part of.
With a module? You mean a remote control with a module? If you want, you can just use commands, words, and use them when you don't want to use
the push button. Even it is for just some keys, like, you know, switching channels 1, 2, 3, 4.
Turning the TV
turning
on or off.
Yeah. Not very complex commands, but easy commands.
So adding some vocal commands. Simple ones?
Yeah, simple ones.
Okay. So the next meeting will start in 30 minutes. So you will all have to work in your direction. So you will have to work on the look and feel design.
Yeah.
To have the easy to use, powerful and fancy remote control with some added value, such as the simple vocal commands recognition. You will have to work more, Baba, on the spongy way to add spongy
touch
to the buttons.
Yeah, maybe some
and
new.
Try to find maybe a nice shape for the wooden remote control.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to evaluate the product.
Yeah, not forgetting about the fruits and vegetables.
Okay, fruits.
Trends.
Yeah.
If possible.
Okay.
And remember, as as I said last meeting, and we really have to filter fashion, remote control, and the color of the society will be really
needed. Okay.
It will be seen in the remote control. So you will have Baba and David Jordan. You will have to work together on the prototype.
Yeah.
And you will have next time to show us modeling a clay remote control. So you will have to model something.
Yeah.
And I think that some specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach.
Okay.
So
okay.
No more questions. We can close the session.
Hmm.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.